Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota taxpayers will cover $430,000 in legal fees tied to Governor Tim Walz's appearance before Congress last month. The state hired the law firm K&L Gates to help prepare Walz for a June 12th U.S. House Oversight Committee hearing on immigration. That same day, Minnesota's budget office requested legislative approval to transfer funds from a general account to cover the cost. Republican Representative Jim Nash criticized the move, questioning why the governor's office relied on outside counsel when it already employs its own legal staff. Medicaid took center stage at a House Fraud Prevention Committee hearing at the Capitol. Department of Human Services Temporary Commissioner Shireen Gandhi says because protections are not foolproof, she worries people won't want to come forward to report fraud.
I know that people will not always feel safe. As a former chief compliance officer and working with compliance officers around the country, there are always concerns of retaliation.
The hearing was informational so House members could learn how DHS is taking steps to prevent fraud from happening. Political analysts say the new federal budget is too big for most people to comprehend. Professor Steve Shear of Carleton College says it's a huge bill.
It would take days to really sort through and figure out pretty carefully what all the effects of this legislation will be. And the devil's in the detail. And most people are not going to have time to sit down and sort through it.
Republicans say it makes tax cuts permanent, cuts wasteful spending, and secures the border. Democrats argue the budget slashes Medicaid funding and food assistance. Nominations are now open for the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce's Coolest Thing Made in Minnesota contest. Spokesperson Ann Yoder says Minnesota companies have a long history of innovation.
Creating some of the coolest products that fuel our economy here in Minnesota and around the nation. So last year, we at the Minnesota Chamber launched the Coolest Thing Made in Minnesota contest. It's really meant to spotlight the ingenuity and creativity of Minnesota's manufacturers and showcase the products that they make.
Head to the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce website to nominate a product. This is MNN. A nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for a 17-year-old boy in connection with a drive-by shooting in Moorhead last month. Moorhead Police Sergeant Joe Brandon says the victim has been discharged from a Fargo hospital. Brandon also noted that the firearm used in the shooting has not been recovered, posing an ongoing risk to the public. Authorities are asking for help locating a white Chrysler 300 seen leaving the scene June 19th. The car had Minnesota license plates EJJ379. A man wasn't hurt when the paraglider he was flying crashed into the Red River in Grand Forks and struck an overhead power line last night. Someone caught the crash on video.
Jeez.
The victim was tangled in paragliding equipment. A water rescue team helped untangle the man and help him to shore. And starting in September, 3M will require most of its non-production employees to work on-site 4 days a week. The new policy does not apply to fully remote workers who live outside the commuting range. Company officials say the change is aimed at strengthening workplace culture at the Maplewood-based headquarters.